You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action. On this edition, you'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Stephen Powell, Sean Quinn and Tom Morley in the studio. We've got good racing to look forward to. Exeter and Warwick over the obstacles in the afternoon, including the Devon National at Exeter. Linkfield as well in the afternoon on their all-weather surface, and Wolverhampton and Dundalk throughout the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I'm in tremendous form, thank you. All good. And just ticking those days away to the festival.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious me. They'll be starting it at Christmas soon. You know what I mean? That build-up will be like, we start Christmas in October, don't we?
Yeah.
But when you start in Cheltenham, about Boxing Day, I should think, the way things are going.
I usually do anyway, after the King George, well, Gold Cup prizes.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel it's just gone completely and utterly crackers, but there you go. That's only my humble opinion, to be fair.
In saying that, Pimmy, when this goes out for Friday's racing, it'll only be 3 weeks until the Gold Cup, until Gold Cup Day. Obviously, it starts on the Tuesday. So it is getting very, very close.
Yeah.
And a few comments from Colin Tizard in the press, as we record this, about Native River, who's now the second favourite for the Cheltenham Gold Cup. He's second favourite behind Mike Bite, who's 3-1. It's an 11-2 Native River. Sizing John, the defending champion, is 6-1, 8-1 Our Duke, 9-1 Road to Respect, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. A lot of positive noise about Native River. Only had the one start. It's the first time he's ever won on reappearance as well, when he won at Newbury. Is it his chance to go? He finished third in the race last year, of course. Is it his chance to go a few places better and win it this time around?
Well, he's had a tricky lot of preparation, hasn't he, to be perfectly honest. So long delay before he'd had his debut run this year. On the other hand, they've more likely prepared him with the Gold Cup in mind. One thing about this fella is he's a terrier. He's as tough as old boots. Tries his little heart out. One thing for certain, you back him, you know you're going to get a run for your money, because he's that way inclined. So definitely a positive for him. A positive, as you say, at Newbury. And there could be a little bit more to come from him after that run as well. Mike Bite, obviously the favourite, is all the credentials, but he has got a little quirk.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes the best ones are like that. They are a little bit quirky, a little bit sometimes difficult to assess.
Yeah.
But his form in the book is absolutely fantastic. But I'm going to stick with Sizing John. I'm a forgiver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Forget about that disappointing run last time out. Prior to that, his record is second to none. He won it last year. He's with a fantastic trainer. She'll have him absolutely spot on for the day. And at 6-1, I think he's fantastic value.
Yeah.
Fantastic value. And of the others, I don't really think there's anything wow after that. You know what I mean? Our Duke, I'm not a massive fan of. No to Road to Respect. Colour to La Vic, definitely red. Oh, blimey neck. I couldn't really have him at any price.
No.
So 16-1 for me, he's way too short. The one that could be interesting is Total Recall, who has gone from strength to strength this season. Again, massive leap of faith if you're going to back him.
Yeah.
But again, he's just one of those sorts now that can keep going and going and going. He will plateau somewhere along the line, but at this moment in time, his profile just says progressive.
But if you had to talk about now, it'd be Sizing John?
Sizing John, yeah. All day long.
Yeah, and with the non-runner insurance here at William Hill as well, Sizing John's only going to have one target at the Cheltenham Festival. It will be the Gold Cup. If he's not right, Jessica Harrington won't run him. You get your money back if he doesn't turn up at the festival.
Yeah, good.
And if he turns up and all the noises are positive, you could see him shortening on the day from sixes, couldn't you? So.
Oh, definitely. He'll be shorter than that on the day if he turns up, sort of thing, because they'll know that they've got him right, because she won't be there 99% certain. She'll be there 110%.
Yeah. I just worry about Mike Bite as well. You mentioned he's got that quirk. Twice he's come up the Cheltenham Hill, and both times he's gone a little bit wayward at the festival. If he does that, and you've got Sizing John and Native River breathing down his neck, they don't stop. So I reckon that's... I've just got a little concern about the favourite.
Yeah, well, listen, he's special, but he comes with a little bit of caution as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, but on the end of the day, he's the best horse in the race.
Yes.
If all goes to plan.
If those quirks don't come back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The big thing is like that Cheltenham. We're up that hill. It's that crowd, that roar. It doesn't take an awful lot to distract him, does it?
No.
You know. But they'll have done as much possible homework on him to make sure that that doesn't happen, if you know what I mean.
Hmm.
And actually, he might be better if somebody was there with him.
Yeah.
To give him a little bit of a toe in, somebody to give him a little bit of lead up that running.
Yeah, yeah.
Might just help him a little bit.
Yeah, that's a fair point, because he's been out in front and got a bit lonely, perhaps.
Correct.
Distracted.
Yeah, well, you get like that, don't you?
I do, yeah. I need somebody to chase me about.
Exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't take much catching.
I'll have you a race after this.
Okay.
let's have a look at some matches.
You wouldn't beat me to the bar.
Okay, yeah, that's... Well, I don't know, actually. If there's a pint involved,
you could
see me move so quick.
Well, that's good. Interesting. Yeah.
Let's move on to the weekend action, because that's obviously closer than Cheltenham. We've got several good races coming up at the weekend. We're going to look at two of them. The Dovecot, a novice's hurdle, which we see good ones come out of in previous years. It's a grade two over 2 miles. At the time of recording this, Monte Avaloir is the favourite at 11-4. Scarlet Dragon 7-2. Destrier 5-1. 7-1 Humphrey Bogart and Michael's Mount. 8-1 are bigger prices for the others. We've got that nice mix of runners that have already been over hurdles and shown something, and classy horses from the flat in this.
This is a really good race. Very, very good race indeed. Obviously, Monde Avalaz, your favourite. Let's look his form up, Mark. My concern about this fella is he's a little bit free going, a little bit easy. And I'm not sure that that's ideal, you know.
Yeah.
He was keen last time out, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
You know, and again, he didn't quite get home, I didn't think, behind Somerville Boy. That was here at Sandown as he races at the weekend, or sort of say Kempton at the weekend, so that'll suit him better. But I just don't know whether he just settles well enough to really get the job done, you know.
That's
what I mean?
Fair point. Yeah, he's been towards the fore in all three.
Yeah, and he does seem to race with a little bit with the choke out. Kempton will definitely suit him better than Sandown if he's going to race that way, but you just... personally like to see him settle a little bit better, but you know, his form is very strong, and he's a mark of 140-41, so you know he is definitely going to be a big player, that is for sure. As to Shoal Bay, well, again, he set the pace at Cheltenham last time out and he was very slow to go. He didn't really set any sort of true gallop, so a true gallop might play into his strengths. And as I say, he was a good fourth at Cheltenham, not beaten far behind Western Rider, and that form is fairly solid as well. So he's definitely a player, is Shoal Bay for the Tizard Yard. And again, then we come to two very, very interesting horses. Scarlet Dragon, we haven't seen him for 154 days. Trained by Eve Johnson Houghton. I was back in September. Makes his debut over hurdles. Official rating of 109 at best. Do those good flat horses become hurdlers? I'm not so sure about that, especially at five. And what about him? Where did he come from? Humphrey Bogart.
Of Casablanca fame.
The film Casablanca?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns and all the world, she walks in a mine.
Wow, brilliant. If you hadn't told me that, I'd have thought you'd have actually put some homework into that, as if you'd done like a little bit of research.
Yeah.
But that was fabulous.
Thanks.
I don't think it was Humphrey Bogart.
I don't think it was.
But there were his words out of Casablanca.
That's what he said. He said it completely different to that. But
yeah, he did, yeah. Yeah, but there were the words. Yeah. So happy days. So, but again, he was a very top-class horse, wasn't he? Official mark of 101. He was fifth in Harzan's Derby back in 2016. That is doing research, trust me.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. But again, got to take on trust how he's going to adapt to the hurdles. Trained by Nicky Henderson, obviously a Brucey bonus. And again, they're quite exciting. Real exciting. And they're in at the deep end, to be fair, as well on debut.
Yeah.
But you'd really like to see them run some sort of race, because they could just, you know, set the whole racing over hurdles job a little bit more exciting for a week or two. And again, you'd think to them, they'd get one run into them, 3 weeks to Cheltenham. Would they go to Cheltenham? Would they have enough experience?
Mm.
Lots of questions. Who knows? Tomorrow might be their Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Or Saturday.
We have seen horses win this and go on to Cheltenham, I think, recently. Grometti, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
For Alan King.
Yeah.
Saida Grugie, of course, who's won at Cheltenham in the champion chase. I'm not sure if he went hurdling on the back of this at the festival, like, but Some good horses have won it, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good race. Good race. So, interesting race. Pin me down. I'll take the two good flat horses on, and I'm going to go with Shoal Bay to get the job done.
Shoal Bay, the selection then for Pimmy in that weekend race. Obviously more on that as we get towards the weekend. Just a little glance at the Ida as well, Pimmy, because a big staying handicap chase. Look forward to at Newcastle, always a magnificent race as well. Vinnie Lewis and West of the Edge 6-1 joint favourites at the time of recording this. Baywing is 8-1 with De Klondike and Hainan. It's 9-1 for Milan's Bar, 12-1 back to the Thatch and Chase the Spud. Smooth Stepper 12s as well and 16s or bigger for the remainder.
Yeah.
Open as you'd expect.
Exactly. Very, very tricky indeed. And that's putting it mildly, listener, to be fair. Where do we come from? Do we come from like West of the Edge, who's got 10 stone 5, or do we go to Vinnie Lewis, who's got 11 stone 3? And Chase the Spud. He's got a difficult task, I need to be fair, Chase the Spud, because he's given to give nearly a stone away all round. So it's not going to be an easy task for him there, that is for sure. You need a dour stayer. Sue Smith seems to be able to get those to really stay and gallop, doesn't she? She's represented by Smooth Stopper and Hainan. I don't know what prices they are, Mark.
Hainan's towards the top. Hainan's 8-1.
Yeah.
And Smooth Stepper 12-1.
Yeah, well, again, you can go each way there. There wouldn't be an issue with that. And as I say, you do know that they're going to stay well. The other horse that's obviously from a yard that knows how to produce staying chasers, that's Venetia Williams. She's got Obond Abou. I think that's how you say that. Similar. Yes.
Yeah, Hooblander's Oboe.
That's the one. Yeah, and she's also represented by Emperor's Choice, who, to be fair, was a faller last time out. But if you can forgive him that little hiccup, then, again, he could well bounce back to form. Admittedly, it was at the first at Chepstow, so, you know what I mean? It's no big deal. He just got it wrong for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So, do we go girl power? Do we stick with Venetia and Sue Smith? I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But I'm leaving it there to you to choose where you put your pin.
Right. Go on, I'm gonna press you. Put your pin in one. Go on.
Now I'm going to put my pin in two.
Go on then.
One from each stable.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hoblan Dubbo.
Yeah, 16-1. Hoblan Dubbo.
He's the one. Yeah, interesting. And Hainan for the Sue Smith Yard.
8-1 Hainan. Hooblan Dubbo, of course, runner-up in the Hennessy not so long ago. Well, it is a while ago now.
It is a while ago now, but yeah, it is a while. Mm. But even at 11... he's still a force to be reckoned with, and he has been running pretty consistent of late.
Top stuff. We'll leave that there. That's some of the action coming up at the weekend. We'll get stuck into that in more detail on tomorrow's podcast, of course. But we're going to focus on Friday's racing now. We've got a couple of races that Pimmy's had a look at. Two pretty good races as well. The first of them is the 3:30 at Warwick, a 2.5 mile handicap chase, a Class 2 event as well. So some pretty decent handicap chases in here. And where do you want to start in this, Pimmy? We've got like the likes of Not Graffin in here, who... trained by Ollie Murphy, had decent form a couple of starts ago, slipped up last time when falling. He obviously heads the weights here with Bishop's Road. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, it's a good little race. Not many of them, to be fair, are coming into the race on the back of a real good run. Other than, in my opinion, Cave Adventure, who ran really well in defeat behind Grand Vision at Wincanton over the same trip as he races over tomorrow, 2.5 miles. And prior to that, he was a readied winner. So, interesting enough, Hobbs, has he fired this year? Not particularly, has he?
No.
You know,
that's quite it. Yeah.
He's tipped away, but by his own high standards, that hasn't quite happened for him this year. But I say, Cape Adventure's been running plenty well enough of late. Can we forgive Not Graffin that fall at Weatherby last time out? Possibly. Again, Ollie Murphy can do no wrong. And then Bishop's Rhodes, who's been underachieving for me of late, he's got the blinkers on for the first time tomorrow. That may well galvanise him into putting his best foot forward, but again, disappointed last time out. And Cobra de May, again, from the Skelton Yard, you can never leave out one of their horses. Again, he's had a bit of a break, this fella, 111 days since we last saw him. Just might have done him good to freshen him up. And he'd run okay at Ascot last time out. He was beaten 7¾ lengths behind Benatar, but I thought that was a good enough run, and I think the break could well have done him the world of good. Calipito is no chance for me tomorrow afternoon, and I'd also say the same about Drumlee Sunset, who was tailed off the last time we saw him. So where is the pin going to fall? I'm going to take a chance that Philip Hobbs' yard continues in reasonable form rather than wow form, and that's in the shape of Cafe Adventure.
KF Adventure, the pick for Pimmy in that 3:30 at Warwick then. And we move on to the big race at Exeter next, the 4:50. We all love a good national, and this is the Devon National Handicap Chase Class 3 event over the extended 3¾ miles. Time of recording this, we've got a field of 12 set to go to post here, Pimmy, and I'll let you spin us through the ones that you like in the lineup.
Yeah, well, obviously Emperor's Choice is in here, and again, he's entered for the Ida at the weekend, but obviously that's not going to happen now, so he's taking his chance here. I think that possibly tells a little bit of a story as well, that they think he's got a big chance to get the job done. As I say, he fell at the first fence the last time we saw him, but prior to that he was a winner. Again, she does really well in this type of event, does Venetia Williams. And again, Charlie Joyce has been good form of late, takes the mount. Oof, then I look down, one down, Dawson City. Oh my great giddy aunt, it's the chocolate man, Mr. Thornton. Not the Chock Thornton.
It's the other one.
But it's the other Chock Thornton. Yeah. And he's travelled from his base in Yorkshire to Devon.
Yes.
Rum going on, isn't it?
He's ridden this fella before, hasn't he?
Oh, he has ridden him before, yeah. He's ridden him loads of times, to be honest. He's more than likely part of the family, this Dawson City. But
he's run some big races and some big nationals in the past, the Sussex National and stuff like that, hasn't he, Dawson?
So he's very tough, very consistent. It must be a pleasure to own.
Yeah.
But whether he's quite good enough to win tomorrow remains to be seen. But for some people, Andrew Thornton travelling to Devon for one ride might be a tip in itself.
Yes.
But not for me.
Okay.
He'd go anywhere for a ride. He'd go to Timbuktu if he thought he could get a mount. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't read too much into that, that he's heading on that long journey south. Of the others, I thought All Kings was interesting from the Buckley Yard. This boy, Sean Houlihan, has been seen to good effect of late, looking value for his £7 claim. And a little bit higher up the weights, Gin Gilly, I think that's how we pronounce it, from the Johnny Farrery Yard. He's been in cracking form of late. Kept on really well at Exeter last time out to beat Julian Banjos. And there could be a little bit more to come from him. Pin me down, Gin Gilly.
So I think with the the second top weight in the race, then Gin Gilly there in that Devon National. Well, good stuff for me. So Gingily in that one, or Gingily, whichever you prefer, in that 4:50 to go along with the selection in the 3:30, which was KF Adventure.
Correct. Well remembered. Only like 2 minutes ago, but you've done very well indeed.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure to work with you once again, Mark.
Yeah, you bring out the best in me.
Exactly, I do indeed. I do indeed. And well, I hope the selections are good. The main thing is we look forward to the weekend. Good stuff to be had. And I think the biggest thing, if you're punting now and you're having your anti-post bet for any of the Cheltenham races, just put yourself in the shoes of those trainers now. They won't be sleeping 8 hours. Don't you worry about that, buddy.
Yeah.
They'll be worried. Every morning they go out to that horse, every time he pulls up from a canter or does his final piece of work, is he still in one piece?
Yeah.
Have we got to get him there? That's the goal. Get him there. Once he's got him there, his job's done. The rest comes under somebody else's jurisdiction then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the other refreshing thing is, and we haven't time to go into it,
okay,
but Ruth Jefferson.
Yes.
That's refreshing. That Cheltenham is not the be-all and end-all, and the horse comes first. Absolutely brilliant.
It is right, isn't it? Yeah. It's
perfect.
Yeah, spot on. Well, thank you very much, Pimmy. Been a pleasure. Good luck and enjoy the action on Friday.
Can't wait.
There you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott then on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. It's Stephen Powell, Sean Quinn and Tom Morley in the studio for the meetings at Exeter, Warwick and Lingfield in the afternoon, and Wolverhampton and Dundalk throughout the evening. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.